My mother came down with her parents. My mother was 4 years old when she came down. My father came through here during the Second World War in the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
and met my mother, married her, and settled here.
So your mother, for all intents and purposes, was raised down here?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Hey, is there a section of town where most of the big office buildings are located?
Yes, downtown, what's called downtown Tampa.
Okay. Is there a section like where the big banks are located?
Yeah, that would be the same, in the same area.
Okay. Hey, where would the, like, the oldest and largest stores and shops be located?
Well, some of the oldest stores would also be in downtown Tampa, but some of the larger ones now have moved out into the shopping centers.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in the west part of town called West Shore. There's one in the north part of town called University Square.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. So that's where really the large stores would be now,
mm-hmm.
but they're relatively new.
Yeah.
Compared to the old stores downtown.
That seems to be half a lot of cities. At least in Atlanta, there are a lot of like malls. I mean, there's malls just all over the place. Okay, would the best stores be out in downtown too? Or, you know, like the ritzy type stores like that?
Well, there are two ritzy type stores downtown, but they also have shops out in these malls
mm-hmm.
now. So relatively few people would shop the basic downtown store anymore. In fact, one of them seems to be downgrading its store so that it's becoming gradually a budget shop, really.
Which one?
Moss Brothers.
Yeah, there's one out in University.
Yeah, and there's one in West Shore, and there's one in St. Petersburg, and they're spread out across the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any neighborhoods that can be identified with a particular nationality group?
Yeah, West Tampa, I think, is identified as Spanish-Italian. And Ybor City is, a community, and it's also identified as Spanish-Italian, but now also black, if you want to count that. But those would be the only two that would have an ethnic identification, I think, in Tampa.
How about, religious or racial groups? I mean, do the Catholics collect in one area, or the Protestants in another?
Not so much by religions, but there are certain areas of town where the blacks, black people live
mm-hmm.
in general.
Where would that be?
Oh, about the center of town, there's several housing projects. Just north of downtown Tampa, there are housing projects where the majority of blacks in Tampa would probably live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it, can you see it just off 75
yeah.
or 275?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, are there any names for these places like that an outsider wouldn't know of?
An outsider might have heard of Ybor City, but that might be the only place in Tampa he might identify being an outsider, might have heard of.
Okay. Okay, do the well-off and the poor members of these groups live in the different neighborhoods? Like, would well-off blacks live in Ybor City?
No, probably not. And the well-off Spanish people probably wouldn't live in Ybor City anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
A middle class of Spanish person might live in West Tampa,
mm-hmm.
middle and lower. But the wealthy people could live anywhere in the wealthy sections of town. I guess. I honestly don't know where wealthy black people would live.
Would there be names for these places that an outsider might not recognize? Where the well-off and the poor might live in the same neighborhood or in different neighborhoods?
I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
Outside of
I think you already answered the previous question.